Hi, this is Peter Sullivan. In this TechTarget podcast, we will discuss advanced malware. What is it, and how do we defend against it? You may have heard of Stuxnet. Stuxnet is an example of advanced malicious software, otherwise known as advanced malware. Stuxnet targeted and did extensive damage in 2010 to the centrifuges being used in Iran to enrich uranium. Stuxnet has been called the world's first digital weapon, and an example of a malware attack that has made the jump from the digital world to the physical world, in that Stuxnet is software that targeted and damaged physical devices. So, Stuxnet is an example of advanced malware that we will discuss in this podcast. But before we go any further in our discussion, let's define advanced malware. Advanced malicious software, or advanced malware, is software with the intent of maliciously compromising the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the victim's data, applications, operating system, or otherwise disrupting operations of the victim. Advanced malware is also extremely stealthy, actively hiding and deploying countermeasures against detection, including encryption and the ability to change itself in response to its environment. Advanced malware selects its victims rather than indiscriminately attacking vulnerable system. Victim selection is sometimes politically motivated. And advanced malware has objectives that are increasingly malicious, including destroying systems and data. This definition also points to some of the problems that advanced malware represents. There are two main concerns with advanced malware. The first concern is trying to keep this threat out of the network. The problem for network security administrators is that advanced malware is specifically designed and engineered to be extremely hard to detect. According to former presidential counterterrorism advisor Richard A. Clark, the average time it takes an organization to recognize a network intrusion is 279 days. That's more than 9 months. But that is an average for all intrusions. We know that advanced malware may take years to discover as a result of its stealthy design and its specific victim selection. The second concern is that enterprises are doing a poor job in detecting intrusions of all kinds. In several of the recent large retail network attacks in the United States, the network owners never discovered the intrusions, but rather were informed by third parties, including law enforcement, that an intrusion had occurred on their network. Unfortunately, by the time a third party notices that tens of thousands of credit cards from a given retailer are being sold on the underground market, the opportunity to detect and effectively respond to the intrusion has been lost. Some of the typical security devices that we rely upon, especially firewalls and intrusion detection and prevention systems, are not very good at detecting advanced malware. Advanced malware is designed to evade detection using a variety of techniques, including multiple forms of encryption, stolen digital certificates that will show as legitimate, a modular design that makes it unlikely that it will be recognized as malware, multiple zero-day vulnerabilities that defeat signature-based analysis on antivirus systems and intrusion detection and prevention systems. One example of advanced malware, Regin, installs its own encrypted virtual file system. And another, Flame, can use Bluetooth for command and control. Some instances of advanced malware, Stuxnet and Gauss, for instance, can be distributed via infected USB drives, which may bypass perimeter security by being introduced inside the network rather than at the border. So, what can we do? Defending against advanced malware may require enterprises to shift their thinking and focus on security. Many times the focus of enterprise security is on the perimeter, using a denial strategy to keep out malware. And sometimes the reliance on a denial strategy is where network security begins and ends for the enterprise. But with advanced malware, a denial strategy may not be very effective, as advanced malware is specifically designed to evade detection at the border. We need to broaden our security focus and include the interior of our network as well as the perimeter in our security planning and monitoring. The planning assumption has to be made that it is not possible to detect and deny advanced malware threats at the border. This expanded focus includes all mission-critical assets, as identified by an IT risk assessment, and monitors these assets to detect unwanted behavior. When tens of thousands of customer transaction records and credit cards are streaming from a database and out through the firewall or through a partner VPN, isn't that something that should be noticed and stopped? Unfortunately, there are a number of recent examples where that behavior wasn't noticed and millions of credit cards were stolen. We will focus on one protection strategy in this podcast. We will look at network traffic analysis. Network traffic analysis, based on the NetFlow and IPFix protocols, is perhaps an underutilized tool that can help identify unwanted behavior inside the network due to advanced malware, even when dealing with encryption that advanced malware uses to hide. I have heard network traffic analysis referred to as the pizzas to the Pentagon problem. You can imagine that if you know the normal pizza delivery to the Pentagon averages around 100 per day, let's say, and occur during normal business hours, then it would be very easy to detect when 50 pizzas are delivered to the Pentagon at 1 a.m. You do not have to know what kind of pizzas, representing network traffic content, are being delivered. You can infer that something out of the ordinary is happening based solely on the changes in quantity and timing of pizza deliveries. Similarly, you can use network traffic analysis to detect changes in traffic on your network. Network traffic analysis IP flow is based on IP packet attributes, including source and destination IP address, source and destination port address, layer 3 protocol type, class of service, and router or switch interface. All packets with the same source, destination IP address, source and destination port, protocol interface, and class of service are grouped into a flow, and then packets and bytes are tallied. Using this summary of network traffic, changes can be readily observed. Even though you couldn't stop the advanced malware from entering your network, you can observe its behavior within your network and using those observations as a detection mechanism that triggers a response. Even though we focused on network traffic analysis here, there are other techniques that you can use in addition to network traffic analysis and are worthy of consideration, such as application proxy servers to inspect traffic for malicious content, using a security event information management system that aggregates, correlates, and analyzes all security alerts, and a 24-hour security operations center to operate the security event information management system and take action when security alerts become security incidents. In conclusion, advanced malware is a significant threat that anticipates our common protection strategies and makes them ineffective. A security focus that includes monitoring and protecting the interior of our network, especially mission-critical information assets, is needed. That focus demands a better understanding of how the network operates and continuous monitoring to detect when changes to normal network operations occur.